Welcome, the spirit of Elijah. This is Kathleen Pearl. There are many allegedly people coming in the spirit of Elijah. They teach inner healing or revelation, or they say they have a list, and that, but they do not understand who or what spirit Elijah came in. So we're going to have a brief look at this today. I'm going to go over some of the old stories that many of us who listen to this will be quite familiar with regarding Elijah. And there's some very important concepts in the ministry of Elijah. And the first one is that Elijah confronted Ahab. He confronted the false prophets of Baal. He confronted Jezebel and Ahab, who were apostates, an apostate king ruling in the northern kingdom of Judah. The spirit of Elijah. And Elijah was often referred to as that troubler of Israel. I want to begin with this particular scripture from 1 Kings 18. And in this story, Elijah is coming, is told by God to go up and confront Ahab. And in this is Elijah's message to Ahab. He went and presented himself to the king, King Ahab. And in verse 17, this is Elijah, 1 Kings 18, 17. Then it happened when Ahab saw Elijah that Ahab said to him, "Is that you, O troubler of Israel?" And he answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord. And you have followed the Baals. Now, therefore, send and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel, the 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table." So Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah, this is the key verse. This is the confrontational verse. And Elijah came to all the people and said, "How long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him." But the people answered him not a word. Okay, well, shut my mouth. And this week we have the Arch of Baal in Washington, D.C. At the time, during the Feast of Tabernacles, these people are setting up this Palmyra arch from Syria, a Roman arch, to the demon god Baal. And what's going to happen? There's going to be a confrontation because simultaneously, simulcast, President Trump will be addressing the UN, whose one of founding thinkers was Alice P. Bailey, theosophist, high-level Masonic, including Blavatsky, the Ascended Hierarchy, occult mistress, burning that follows every other demon god, the United Nations, United Nothing, I call them. He will be confronting them about their policies. Okay, back to if the people, but the people don't say anything. They're dumbfounded. Then Elijah said to the people, "I alone am left, a prophet of the Lord. Baal's prophets are 450 men." Boy, do we have them in the church. Do we have false apostles, false prophets, false teachers? Do we have false, quote, pastors? Is the Roman Catholic Church going through a crackdown, the Antichrist? Do we have it in the Anglican Church? As I've said before, the codpiece of Henry VIII is no different. They have the same kind of masses. The Catholic Anglican, the Roman Catholic Anglican ties in churches. How the reformers spoke to this and said, when are you going to come out of this? Are you going to be dumb sheep led to the slaughter? You're going to share in the judgments of their sins. And then, Elijah said in verse 23, this is the famous story where he tells the prophets of Baal to bring out bulls, bring out your bull, and choose and cut them up and put it on the wood on the fire and drench it with water. And then call on the name of your gods. And I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And we know the story. The prophets of Baal cut themselves and jumped around and cried and screamed. And their God didn't answer them. And Elijah taunted them and mocked their God. And then he said at the end of the day, put more water around it. Tons of water, second, a third time. And at the time of the evening sacrifice, this is the prayer that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known that this day that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trenches. And now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God, the Lord, he is God. And Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let one of them escape. So they seized them. And Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there. And then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there's the sound of the abundance of rain. And this means that the drought ended. Ahab went to eat and drink, and the rain came. The rain came. The rain, the latter rain, the reign of the king. And the prophets of Baal are witchcraft, high-level sorcery, occultism. And there is a confrontation coming this week in Washington, D.C. with occult, those hidden in darkness, who have practiced every kind of perversion and offense and abomination against the Lord God Almighty and his people. And there is the sound of abundant rain and the slaying of the servants of that power that operates behind the deep state. Let's look at 2 Chronicles. Twenty-one about Jehoram. And Jehoram walked in the ways, verse 6, of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done. For he had the daughter of Ahab as a wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Yet the Lord would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he made with David, because of the covenants our forefathers made, the Puritans and the Reformers, and those who frame the Constitution, those of us are holding up on the red list, the constitutionalists, the Christian Protestants, the Reformers, after that spirit of Elijah, okay, those faithful to the covenant, because of the covenant, but God is doing that he had made with David, and since he had promised to give a lamp to him and to his sons forever. In this his days, the Edomites revolted against Judah's authority and made a king over themselves. So Jehoram went out with his officers and all his chariots and rose by night and attacked the Edomites who surrounded them and the captains of the chariots. Thus the Edomites have been in revolt against Judah's authority to this day. And at the time, Libnah revolted against his rule because he had forsaken the Lord, the God of his fathers. It is by this, forsaking the God of our fathers, that revolt comes and violence in the house. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit harlotry and led Judah astray. And a letter came to him from Elijah the prophet saying, thus says the Lord God of your father David, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat, your father, in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the harlot like the harlotry of the house of Ahab. And also killed your brothers, those of your father's household who were better than yourself. Behold, the Lord will strike your people with a serious affliction, your children, your wives, and all of your possessions, and you will become very sick, and a disease of your intestines into your intestines shall come out by reason of the sickness day by day. All right, this is the spirit of Elijah. He calls to account the kings and their households and their families, and brings them into what? These are the children of David. These are the children of David. These are the ones that he calls to count. But let's look at the last testament. The big issue, right, is Elijah called the kings, the governmental leaders, to count on how they have departed from the ways of their God and their fathers, okay? Just as this country and the world is on the verge of, except for a few, turning away from the God of the world, who created the world, the God Almighty, and whose covenant he made. He showed it with a rainbow. He made covenants with the lawmakers and the nations, the lawgivers, and Malachi defines what this spirit is that Elijah comes in, the commission of the spirit of Elijah. the day of the Lord is coming. It's going to burn these people up. On the day, Malachi 4, 3, halfway through, on the day that I do this, says the Lord of hosts, in other words, deals with the wicked that he has brought judgment against, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded in Horeb for all of Israel with the statutes and the judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. All right, this is about turning back to our father David, the throne of David that the Messiah came and sat upon the Messiah Yeshua, that he made atonement for so we could come in. And what? Keep his laws and judgments and have them written in our hearts and minds. Let's look a little bit further at what the work of the spirit of Elijah is. It's to bring back the government of God.